Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Burt Show.
If you're trying to get healthier and the interpretation of that is losing some weight, you know how difficult that is, man. There's sometimes I'm just doing the math, like on the treadmill, and I'm busting my ass for like 20 or 30 minutes, and then I look up and I've burned 105 calories, right? It's like 2 french fries, right? So when you see the gains or the losses in this case, when clothes are starting to fit a little bit differently, you really need to celebrate them, because it is hard. It is a very difficult thing to do. It takes a lot of patience, a lot of discipline. And Amber, we can celebrate a small win today.
I will take that small win, which, by the way, speaking of losing calories, I did discover recently something new to help you lose about 8 calories. If you drink an entire glass of ice cold water, your body actually has to work to warm that water up so you can actually burn calories. There's a little secret for you guys.
Really?
Yeah, it's not a calorie game changer, but it's normal.
I don't know what to believe online anymore, man, because I feel like I read something like that on a Monday, then on Tuesday, I'm in the algorithm that says, don't do what I just told you to do on Monday. Yeah.
So recently, well, actually not recently, about 2-3 years ago, I went on a cruise. It's actually the very last trip that I took with both of my parents. My mother was still here. I went on a cruise, and Ross. I went to Ross to get some shorts. Really excited about it. I wanted to show off my legs, you know, be a little cool with that hot weather beating on you. And I saw these shorts, and I was like, ooh, these are cute. I'm going to get them. So I bought them. Great sale. But then when I got on the boat, I packed them and everything. I got on the boat, and I said, I cannot wear these in front of people. I just mentally, I wasn't ready for the shorts. I thought maybe I was, but when I got on that boat and I'm seeing all these sexy people walking around in their bikinis and showing off their abs, I'm like, I can't even wear these shorts.
So what's the process here? So you get them, you wear them at your house, you wear them in the dressing room, and you're feeling good about it?
Yeah.
And then where was the switch?
It's so crazy. I think the switch happened the moment it became like, oh, they're going to see me in this in public. And in my mind, obviously, you're the biggest main character of your own story. So in my mind, everyone's like, look at that disgusting fat broad. But that's not what's going on.
No.
It's all mental, right?
You realize nobody is paying attention.
Exactly.
Man. Nobody's paying attention.
Exactly. You think that you're everybody's main character, but you are not. So I think it's the fact that when it became time to wear it in front of other people, I just completely overthought about all of it. And I was in my head. I was really in my head.
You psyched yourself out.
I did. I did. I really, and I regret it, because I really wanted to wear those shorts for that. Actually, I wore the shorts yesterday. Yeah. But here's the thing. Not only do those shorts now fit, they are too big.
Let's go.
They're too big. Good. I am like legit, like Halle Berry, like Circuit Monsters ball. I am so skinny. Move over, Halle, dude. You know, Bella, dude. You don't know anything about that.
I'm a little worried for you to go outside. A gust of wind is going to knock you over.
I know. It's crazy. Like, my knees might sound like a drive-by, but this waist is still snatched, baby.
So, you saw them. What made you see them and think, I'm going to try those on?
Well, because I didn't think, honestly, I thought that I had gained weight at the time. I was like, oh, these aren't going to freaking fit. So I put them on because I had to do some work, some working out and some moving around and stuff like that. So I thought they would become the pants I did not care about, which is why I ended up wearing them yesterday for the bet payoff. Because I was like, oh, if it smells like wet farts, who cares? I can't fit them.
Right.
It turns out, again.
That's fantastic, man. That really is. I think this also falls under the same category that we learned with when people were calling us up and sending us their pictures of, like, rate me, right? The way we saw ourselves was so different than the way other people see. So you're looking in the mirror and you see a weight that other people just don't see.
Exactly. And I got to tell you, I am just now learning to get out of that mindset of self-loathing, of having, I guess you would call it body dysmorphia, whatever you want to call it. But I am getting a lot better with that. And as I get healthier, not just on the outside, but on the inside, I'm feeling better about me now. And it's great.
And just so you know that you are not alone, because I feel like a lot of people, especially women, because I know I have done this. Mm-hmm. You have something, you put it on, and you're looking in the mirror, and you talk yourself out of it for whatever reason. Yeah. Like, you will nitpick an outfit and how it looks on you to the point that you absolutely cannot stand it. And so you have to take it off, knowing you looked perfectly fine. It's not even better than fine. You looked fantastic, but you just get in your head so much about what other people are going to think. But you finding your self-love, that's what this is all about.
I'm out here loving on myself, baby.
Congratulations, man. That's a big win.
Thank you.
Well done.
This is The Burt Show.